Thank you for your continued attention.
谢谢你们继续的注意来听。
As we look to God in His Word,
我们一起来仰望神和他的话语。
And as we continue to study Genesis 1,
我们继续来查考创世纪第一章的时候，
remember that Moses is writing this to the people of Israel.
记得神，摩西是在写给以色列人的。
As they are about to enter into the land that God has promised them,
正当他们要进入神应许之地的时候，
Moses is reminding the people of Israel,
摩西在提醒以色列人，
that in the many different things that claim to be God,
在许多呢自称为神的这些东西当中，
there is only one God,
只有一位真神。
There are many things today for us
今天在世上也有很多东西对我们而言
that may claim to give us happiness
也许自称能够给我们喜乐
that may tell us to depend on them
告诉我们他们使我们能够满足叫我们依靠他们
to find our joy in them
要让我们以为在他们当中可以得到喜乐和满足
but only God can do this
但其实唯独神能够办得到
in Genesis chapter 1
在创世纪第一章
God creates everything
神造了万物
only with his words
但是他借着他的话语造了万物
there is no a group of gods here warring against each other
在创世纪里没有一大堆神在彼此征战抢地盘
as some religions teach
正如很多其他宗教所教导的
there is no part of this creation
在神所创造的任何的创造之物当中没有任何东西呢
that exists before God
在神之前就已经存在的没有
God speaks
神说话
and everything exists
所有就有了
Genesis 1
创世纪第一章
does describe for us a six-day creation
告诉我们一个六日的创造
it also teaches us that humans are given dominion over this creation
也告诉我们神把他所造的东西把这个权柄交给我们了
but Genesis 1 is not about days
但创世纪第一章不是关乎几天的问题
and it's not about humans
也不是有关人
Genesis 1 is all about God
还是关乎神
37 times
37次
in this one chapter
就在这一章里面第一章
God is spoken of
神讲到神
and God is the one doing everything
神是行事万有的
God is the one who is acting
他是那一位在工作的
and in fact he is doing it all just with his words
他借着他的话语就成了这一切
what an awesome God
这是有何等伟大的神
that he can speak and everything pops into existence
就所有就有了
you see he is completely other than his creation
你看他是他的受造之物之外的另一位
he is infinitely above us
他是远远超越我们的
and he is infinitely above our ideas of him
他也是远远超越我们对他所认识的
we dare not depend on our own thoughts
我们不敢借着我们自己的思想来理解他
and say this is what I think God should be like
不是说我认为神应该怎么样
or this is what I would like God to be like
或者我巴不得神是这样一位神不
God is God
神就是神
and he is exactly as he is
他就是这一位他自由拥有
He will not change
他永不改变
And he tells us about himself in Genesis 1
他的创世纪第一章向我们启示他自己
And we see this specifically in verses 2 through 13
我们从第二节到第十三节特别看到
God forms the heavens and the earth
神造了天地万物
It begins in verse 2
从第二节开始啊
The earth is without form and void
地是空虚混沌
In other words, the earth has been made, but it is not yet able to be inhabited.
换言之，神造了天地，造了这个地球，但是还没有任何的生物在其中。
God has made it from nothing.
神从无 就造了这个地。
But he is not finished with it yet.
但是他还没有完工。
The earth is empty.
这个地是空虚的。
But something is happening.
但是还有些是正在进行当中。
The Spirit of God is hovering over.
就神的灵运行在其上。
This empty earth,
在这个空虚混沌的地球之上运行
，like a mother hen over an egg,
就像一只母鸡在孵小鸡一样
，about to bring out something beautiful,
它正要把那个生命美好的生命摆出来。
And in verses 3-5,
三到五节啊
，we read this unforgettable statement.
我们就读到这个难以忘怀的这句话。
Let there be light.
神说要有光。
Here at the beginning,
在起初啊,
is the creation of light.
就是神创造了光。
And then day and night.
然后造了有昼有夜。
Now some people are confused by this revelation.
有些人因着神所启示的这一点给搞糊涂了。
And they say, how can there be light?
他们说怎么可能有光呢?
Because the sun is not created yet.
因为还没有太阳啊。
That doesn't happen until 3 days later.
三天之后神才创造太阳。
So there is light.
所以已经有光了。
But there is no sun.
但是没有太阳。
But you see, this is the point.
这就是要讲的重点。
Moses is speaking to people who worship the sun.
摩西在向那些敬拜太阳的人在说话。
Who think that the sun gives them life.
他们以为是太阳赐下生命来。
And in fact, we are similar, aren't we?
我们其实也是如此，对不对？
We think we cannot live without the sun.
我们以为没有太阳我们就无法生存啦。
We are sun worshippers ourselves.
我们自己有时候也敬拜太阳了。
We think that life comes from the sun.
我们以为生命是从太阳而来的。
Rather than recognizing,
而没有认识到。
That life comes from the God who created the sun.
其实生命是从那位创造太阳的神而来的。
You see, the sun does not give us light.
你知道，太阳不是给我们光的。
God gives the sunlight.
神才是给我们阳光的。
He uses the sun.
他用太阳。
But everything comes from God.
赐下阳光的，其实一切都从神而来的。
The sun is not eternal.
太阳不是永恒的。
The sun needs God to exist.
太阳也需要神才能够存在。
And so think about what this meant for Israelites.
你想想这对以色列人而言，这意味着什么呢？
Surrounded by people who are worshiping the sun.
他们周围都是那些拜太阳的这些人。
God says, don't worship the sun.
神说你不要敬拜太阳。
The sun is my servant.
太阳不过是我的仆人而已。
Worship me.
你要敬拜我。
You see, we cannot come to the creation with our thoughts about God.
我们不能带着我们自己的偏见来到神面前。
It's like people who go to the book of Jonah in the Bible.
就像有人读约拿书的圣经里。
And they say this could not have really happened.
约拿书怎么可能是真的嘛？
Because a man can't live inside a sea creature.
因为人不可能活在这个大鱼的肚子里。
He can't live there for 3 days.
三天三夜。
But you see, that's the whole point.
其实神要讲就是这个真。重点就在这。
That's why Jesus calls Jonah's experience a miracle.
所以耶稣称约纳的经历是个神迹。
To remind us that what we need to live,
来提醒我们我们所需要的。
That all we need to live,
我们一切所需要生活的东西。
Is not sun,
不是太阳。
Or air,
也不是空气。
It is God.
乃是神。
And so you see, we are meant from Genesis to be reminded of this.
所以神要借着创世纪来提醒我们。
God does not need a sun to shine light.
神不需要太阳才有光，不需要。
Just like he would not need Pharaoh to let his people go.
正如他不需要法老放手才能够让他百姓走。
He would not need any help to rescue the three Hebrews from the fiery furnace.
他也不需要任何人来帮助他把那三个希伯来人从火窑里头救出来。
God would not need medicine to bring Lazarus from the dead.
他也不需要一些药物把拉撒路从死里头复活过来。
And God will not need the sun in eternity in heaven.
他在永恒里头不需要有个太阳才有光，不需要。
You see, we are being reminded that God is not like us.
所以神借此提醒我们，他不像我们一样。
God does not need anything.
他没有任何的需要。
God does not even need the sun.
他甚至不需要太阳。
To give light.
来给我们光。
God says, "Let there be light."
神说要有光。
And there is light.
就有光了。
Because God wants it that way.
因为神就要如此。
You see, that's the point.
这是神要讲的。
That God is the source of life.
神是生命的源头。
God is the source of light.
神也是光的源头。
We should never, look to anything else.
我们不需要依靠其他任何东西。
Or anyone else.
或者任何人。
Because God alone has everything we need.
因为唯有在他里面我们就有了一切。
And it does say that this, that the creation took place in, days.
这里讲到神创造这一天那天是按日子造天。
Individual 24 hour days.
是24小时的一天中造的。
In fact, it says that the day, was made up of the evening and the morning.
这里也说到这里有晚上有早晨就是头一日。
I could tell the poetry of that even as you were reading Genesis 1 in Chinese.
他听中文的时候也能够听到这个中间有个诗意，诗情画意的。
You hear this refrain over and over again.
你一次次又听到这话，有早上有晚上。
The evening and the morning was the first day.
这是头一日。有晚上早晨。
The evening and the morning was the second day.
有晚上有早晨，这是第二日。
God is telling us how he is creating his creation.
神在告诉我们他是怎么样创造万有的。
But many people stumble again at this.
很多人在这里跌倒了。
And say, how could God create so many things in just one day?
神怎么能在这短短一天里头造那么多东西啊？
But you see, God didn't even need 6 days.
其实神根本不需要六日。
God could have created everything in a moment.
神可以一转瞬之间，一刻之间就造万物。
You see, the question is not about, the days.
所以问题不在乎这一日两日。
The question is whether we trust God.
关键是我们是否信任神。
Will we trust divine revelation?
我们相不相信神所给我们的启示呢？
Or will we trust our human reasoning?
或者我们相信人自己的理性智慧。
Our human experience.
人的经历。
You see, this is an important question.
这是一个很重要的问题啊。
Not just about the creation, in Genesis 1.
不仅是创世纪第一章的创造的这个记录。
But in every day of our lives.
而且我们生命中的每一天。
Will we trust God's revelation?
我们是信任神的启示呢?
What he says in his word?
他话语所告诉我们的呢?
Or will we trust?
还是。
Our, human understanding.
还是信任我们自己人类的理性，人自己的智慧。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子啊。
When you experience some terrible tragedy.
当你经历一些可怕的悲剧。
And you can feel the pain of it.
你可以感觉到那个痛苦。
You can feel the sorrow of it.
感觉到其中的难受。
You can feel the confusion of it.
你心中思想的混乱。
Will you trust your feelings?
那时你是信靠自己的感觉呢?
That tell you to despair?
告诉你要绝望。
To give up?
放弃。
How could this possibly be for good?
怎么可能万事效力叫你得益处呢?
Or will you believe what God says?
还是相信神的话语。
In Romans chapter 8 and 28.
罗马书第八章二十八节。
When God says there.
当神说。
That he is working everything together.
我们晓得万事互相效力。
For good.
叫爱神的人得。
To those who believe him.
益处。
God is working everything together.
神在使万事都互相效力。
Even things that we think of as hurtful and painful.
就算我们认为是对我们有伤害的事儿也是有益处的。
For our good.
是为我们的益处。
When we trust him.
当我们信靠他的时候万事就效力。
So we should not listen to our feelings.
所以我们不应该跟着感觉走。
We should not despair.
不应该绝望。
We should not allow ourselves to be discouraged.
我们不应该灰心丧气。
We should trust God.
反之我们应该信靠神。
Let me give you another example.
让我再给个例子。
When we are grieving a death.
当我们因着死亡而难过的时候
some loved one close to us has passed away. And our heart is filled with grief. And we think, I will never see this loved one again. Will we believe our eyes? Will we believe what our emotions are telling us? Or will we believe Jesus? And Jesus says this,
他说,
that those who believe in me
那些信我的,
never die.
永远不死。
Yes, they go to live with Jesus forever in heaven. And if we are likewise trusting in Jesus, we will see Jesus and them forever. You see how important this is. That from the very beginning of Scripture, we must learn this lesson. That we will trust what God says. Over our own human experience. That is the purpose of this passage. To teach us to trust what God says. In verses 6 through 13, God continues his creation work. He creates the sky on the second day. And the dry land on the third day.
第三天呢,
what an amazing sight.
哇,
if we had been there to watch this taking place, all the earth is covered in vegetation.
哇,整个地球都被蔬菜覆盖,
grass, bushes, trees,
草丛,树木,花草,
all growing out of the earth. But not over the course of years.
不是经过很长的时间,
in just a few hours. Because God is speaking. And everything obeys him when he speaks.
当他说话的时候,
and in verse 12,
12节,
it says that God looked at what he had made.
好,看到神,神看见他所造的,
and it was good. This is God's, what God speaks over and over again.
这是神不断反复的一句话,
over his creation.
他所造的万物,
that it is good.
他说是好的,
now this is not talking about a moral good.
这讲的不是道德上的善良啊,
these are not virtuous trees.
这些树木本身没有道德, 道德,
these are not godly birds or water. And it's not just speaking about the beauty of the creation. No, when God says something is good, this is what it means.
当神说他看是好的意味着乃是,
it means that whatever it is,
他所造的万物,
it is working according to its design.
按着神所造的目的,
as the Creator made it. So when God looks at a tree, he says, it's good.
Because
it's doing what I told it to. And when God looks at the water, he says, it's good. Because it's doing what I told it to. But when God looks at humans today,
当神看到今天的人类的时候,
he does not say good. Because we are not doing what we were designed to do. We are not doing what he made us to do. We are not worshiping him, our creator. You see, the way that things are now is not the way they should be.
你看,
sin has entered into God's good creation.
罪恶已经进入神所创造的美好的世界。
Don't worry, it will not be here forever.
但放心，这个罪恶不会永远在世上的。
Sin will one day be cast out of God's creation.
有一天，罪恶会从神所造的世界中被驱逐出境。
There will be a new heavens and a new earth.
神会再造一个新天新地。
And it will be good.
那才是美好的。
It will be doing exactly what God designed it to do.
那个新天新地会成全神设计它的目的。
But in the meantime,
此时此刻
until that happens,
直到那一天了
never forget this.
不要忘记
what does good look like?
好到底是什么样的呢？
It looks like a creation that is doing God's will.
好就是一个受造的世界正在成全神所造它的目的。
If we try to put any other definition for good, it will not work.
如果我们用其他任何的定义，对好之下定义，就没意义。
What we say is good today will not be good tomorrow.
我们今天说好，明天不一定好。
Our definitions of good are constantly changing.
我们对好的定义不断在改变。
But this definition of good
但神的好的定义呢
is always good
永远是好的
doing what God has made us to do
就是成全神所设计的目的
and so God looks over his creation after this after these first three days and says it is good
所以神在头三天他造了这一切之后神所看的是好的
and then God fills the heavens and the earth
然后他把这个世界宇宙充满了万物
In verses 14 through
31, 14 to 16,
on day 4,
好,第四日,
God fills the sky with the sun,
神把这个空,天空里头充满了太阳,
with the moon,
月亮,
with the stars,
星星,
only this is important.
好,这很重要。
The sun is not called the sun.
这里太阳没有称之为太阳。
The moon is not called the moon.
月亮也不叫做月亮。
Instead, it is called the greater and lesser light.
这里称为大光,两个光体啊,大光小光。两个光。
Good. So God makes the sun.
所以神造了太阳。
And he makes the moon.
然后又造了月亮。
But he does not call them by the names that Moses' listeners are used to.
他也没有按照摩西的读者所习惯的用语太阳月亮。
Because they are used to worshiping the sun,
因为他们
worshiping the moon.
他们习惯于敬拜太阳，敬拜月亮。
And God again would remind them.
所以神再次的提醒他们。
No, these are just lights.
不，这些不过是光而已。
That I have set in the sky.
我放在天上的光。
Just like these lights here.
就像这些光一样。
Were turned on.
可以开开。
When we wanted them to be.
我要它开，它就开。
We flipped the switch.
我把那个。
And there was the light.
它就有光了。
God says, that's what I did with the sun.
所以太阳不过如此。
I said, I want the light on.
我要打开光就开了。
And there was a smaller light in the night.
晚上还有一个小光。
And this is what God did.
这就是神所做的。
And then in verse 16,
好，十六节。
We read that God also made the stars.
好，神也造了星星，众星。
Isn't that amazing?
不是很叫人惊讶吗?
That you look out into the night sky.
你看到晚上的星空的月晚。
And there are billions of lights out there.
外头有成千上万的星星光。
And of course, many stars that we cannot even see.
那有些星星甚至你看都看不到。
Even with our most powerful telescope.
就算你是最强的望远镜都看不到。
And God just created it just like that.
神说有就有就造了。
Just with his words.
他一句话就有。
In verses 20 through 23.
二十到二三节啊。
It tells us of God filling the ocean with sea creatures.
神又把这个海洋里头充满了海中的生物。
And that he fills the sky with birds.
他又在天空造了许多飞鸟，充满了。
It's easy to just read over that.
你读很容易啊。
But think about that for a moment.
你好好思想这些事儿。
Every bird created by God to fly in the sky.
神所造的在天空能够飞的鸟。
And all the different sea creatures created by God.
各种各样的海中的生物。
Mount Everest,
喜马拉雅山,
the highest mountain in all the world.
最高的山,
you could take Mount Everest and put it in the ocean.
你可以把喜马拉雅山放在海里头,
and there would still be 2 miles between the tip of Mount Everest and the surface of the water.
那个最深的海的喜马拉雅山跟水面还差两公里。
God filled the entire ocean with creatures.
神把整个海洋都充满了生物。
The psalmist says
诗人说,
that the Lord does whatever he pleases.
神按着他的旨意行事。
In the heavens,
不论是,
on earth,
或者地上,
and in the seas,
或者在海洋里。
Isn't that amazing?
哇,不是叫人惊叹吗?
Even just in our generation,
就算在我们这一代人当中,
we have been able to see some of these sea creatures
我们看到了一些海中的生物,
that no human had ever seen before.
从前的人类都没有见过的,
because they were deep sea creatures.
因为他们是深海的生物,
so far down that no human could go down there.
深海的深处人永远到不了地方,
and so for thousands of years, there were these creatures swimming around in the ocean.
所以几千年来,这些生物都在海里头游泳,
that humans would never see.
人永远看不到的。
Why?
为什么?
The remarkable thing is,
那叫人惊叹的乃是,
that when you do see a picture of these creatures,
当你看到这些生物的一幅图, 一个照片的时候,
they're gorgeous.
哇,他们好漂亮啊,
they're so pretty.
哇,美得不得了,
some of them glow in the dark.
有一些在黑暗里头都会发光的。
Why?
为什么那么漂亮?
Why are there creatures so far down in the ocean?
为什么在深海的深底处?
That humans will never even see them.
人永远看不到的。
Because God is doing whatever he wants.
神造那么美丽的生物, 因为神按照他的旨意, 他要做什么就做什么。
In the sea.
在海洋里头。
And so the deep sea creature is beautiful.
所以在深海的生物是美丽的。
Because God can see the deep creature.
因为神看到。
And he loves it.
神也爱他们。
He created it.
他造了这一切。
To be exactly how he wanted it.
他按照他的旨意造他们。
God is doing what pleases him.
神按着他旨意所喜悦的做这一切。
In the sky,
不论是天上也好,
and in the deep part of the ocean,
在深海的深处也好,
even though humans will never go to those places,
就算人类一般情况到不到那些地方,
we are so centered on ourselves.
我们人啊, 是非常自我中心的。
But Genesis 1 reminds us
但创世纪第一章告诉我们,
that God is not centered on us.
神不是以人为中心,
the world is centered on God. We are all made for his pleasure.
我们都是为他的喜悦而造的。
And so then in verse 24,
24节,
God creates the land animals.
神造了地上的生物。
Scientists, we are told that scientists estimate,
他们告诉我,科学家估计,
that they have only documented,
他们不过有这样的记载,记录,
maybe 10 to 20% of all living things.
所有的活物当中大概10到20%。 百分之十到二十。
There are thousands of species.
有千千万万的种类。
That we still have not ever even discovered.
我们还没有发现呢。
Or named.
还没有命名呢。
And God made all of this diversity in just a few days.
神在几天之内就造了这么多的万物。
And as he makes these things,
当他造这些东西的时候,
God says that he makes them after their own kind.
圣经说, 神各从其类造万物。
This expression is used over 5 times.
是用了, 其实有10次哦, 超过5次。
Not just of the land animals,
不仅是, 陆地上的生物,
but of plants,
而且植物,
of the sea creatures,
还有海里的生物,
and of the birds,
还有天空的飞鸟。
God has made each thing after their own kind.
神是各从其类造万物。
In other words, he does not make a little sea creature.
换言之，他不是造了一个海里的一个小小的生物。
That turns into a fish.
然后这个它就变成了一个一条鱼。
That turns into a monkey.
又变成了一只猴子。
That turns into a human.
又变成人，不是进化来的。
No, God has made each creature after their kind.
神乃是按照。万物是各从其类造他的。
This reality,
这个事实
keep in mind,
记得
has never been contradicted by any human observation.
人的观察是不能跟圣经的各从其类的记录矛盾的。
No person has ever observed,
没有任何人曾经观察到
any kind of animal or plant,
任何的动物或植物
coming forth from another kind.
从另一类生出来的，没有。
No, each one after their own kind.
乃是每一个种类都是各从其类，人类。
And all this diversity.
怎么不同，多么种类。
All coming out of God's mind.
都是从神的设计出来的。
As he speaks words.
当他说有的时候。
And it springs into existence.
就出现了。
And yet he's not done.
但是他还没有造完。
In fact, the greatest creation is still to come.
那最重要的受造之物还要等到后面。
On the sixth day,
在第六天,
God,
还造成。
God creates humans.
神造了人类。
Humanity.
人类。
God says,
神说,
Let us make.
我们要造着我们的形象造人。
Man after our image.
按照我们的样式。
This is amazing.
这是叫人惊叹的话。
God does not say this.
神没有这么说。
About any other part of his creation.
他没有说到其他任何受造物是这样造的。
As amazing as the animals are.
动物虽然是非常的精巧奇妙。
As impressive as stars are.
像太阳，像星星这么伟大。
God never says,A star is in my image.
神从来没有说星星是按照我的形象造的。
He only says this of humans.
他唯独说到人类是按他的形象造的。
We are made in the image of God.
我们是按照神的形象受造的。
We are persons.
我们是人类。
We think.
我们有思想，我们有位格。
We have wills.
我们有意志。
We are spiritual.
我们是属灵的。
We are conscious of ourselves.
我们是有自我。
And more than all of this,
不但如此,
we are God's stewards.
我们更是神的管家。
God made us to look after His creation.
神造我们来照管他的所造之物。
And yes, we fell into sin.
是没错，我们人类犯罪，堕落了。
But God cares and loves us.
尽管如此，神仍然爱我们，也仍然造
我们。Alone of all His creation,
在他所造之万物当中
，enough to save us.
唯有我们蒙了他的拯救
，to rescue us from our sins.
他拯救我们脱离我们的罪恶。
This is so beautiful.
这实在美好。
That God created humans after His own image.
那位按照自己形象造人的神。
And of all His creation,
在他所造之物当中。
He loves us enough to save us.
他如此爱我们，甚至愿意拯救我们。
For the eternity still to come.
为了将来的永恒。
There will be a new heavens.
有一个新天，会有个新天新地。
There will be a new earth.
新天新地。
But you see, it will be you in it.
你会住在其中。
If you believe in Jesus,
只要你信靠耶稣基督。
God loves you enough to redeem you.
神如此爱你，甚至他愿意拯救你，救赎你。
From the terrible curse,
从那个可怕的咒诅当中拯救你。
From the terrible sin,
从那个可怕的罪恶当中拯救你。
The fact that we are not good,
其实我们。并不好。
That we do not function like we ought to.
我们现在没有照着神所造我们的旨意在生活。
We don't obey our Creator.
我们没有顺服我们的创造主。
God loves us enough.
但神仍然如此爱我们。
To save us anyway.
以致仍然拯救我们。
So that we can live forever with Him.
好叫我们永远与他同在。
And we see this picture of the gospel.
我们看到这里的福音的一幅图画。
On the seventh day of God's creation.
第七天。 第七天神造造万物第七天。
In chapter 2 and verses 1 through 3.
二章的一到三节。
Because God rests on the seventh day.
因为第七日神安息了。
God is not resting because he is tired.
他不是因为他疲倦所以才安息啊。
He has just been speaking.
他一直在说话。
And things have been created.
他说有就有了这些事就成了。
He is not tired.
他不是疲惫了。
He is finished.
他乃是成完成了工作。
He has made the creation.
他已经把万物造齐了。
Exactly as he wants it.
照着他的旨意造成了。
It is all functioning exactly as he has designed it.
一切都按着他的设计正在进行。
He is finished.
他已经工作完毕了。
And so on the seventh day he rests.
所以到第七日他就休息了。
And in verse 3 it says God blesses that seventh day.
第三节说神就赐福给第七日。
It is a symbol of his finished work.
这是他成完全工作的一个象征。
When God blessed the Sabbath day,
当神祝福安息日的时候,
he was pointing us to his finished work.Work.
他在指向他所成就的工作。
The heavens and earth are finished.
天和地都造成了，完毕了。
God has ended his work.
神已经完成了他一切的工。
And so he rests and creates the Sabbath.
所以他就安息了，他也造了安息日。
This is one of the many ways that the creation points us to the gospel.
这就是所造之物指向福音的其中的一个途径。
Because in the New Testament,
因为在新约里面,
in the book of Colossians,
在哥罗西书,
Paul says,
保罗说,
that Jesus is our Sabbath.
耶稣基督就是我们的安息。
Don't miss what God is saying there to us.
这里不要错过神要说的话。
As we said, God could have created the whole universe in a day, in one day.
这是我们说的，神可以一天就创造万物。
In a single moment, if he'd wanted to.
其实他一刻钟，一秒钟就创造万物。
But instead, God took 6 days to create.
但神却用六日的时间造万物。
And then rested on the seventh day.
然后第七日他就安息了。
So that in this seventh day,
所以在这个第七日,
we would see what Jesus is for us.
我们可以看到基督对我们的意义。
Jesus is the rest that comes.
基督就是那个即将来到的安息。
After God has perfectly completed his good work.
当神成全了他那美好的工作之后, 耶稣就会来到。
Jesus is God not just finishing his creation.
耶稣不仅是他, 他造了万物之后的安息。
It is God finishing his salvation.
乃是他成全了他救恩之后的安息。
Jesus is the Sabbath that follows.
耶稣就是那个安息日。
Because God has perfectly designed our salvation.
因为神已经设计了我们的救恩，计划好。
Not just speaking his word into space.
不仅是他说有就有造了宇宙万物。
But sending his word into this world.
乃是把他的道带到世上,
to take on flesh.
道成了肉身,
to die for us.
为我们而死,
so that in Christ we could be saved.
好叫我们在基督里得到拯救。
This is not just a rest from the creation.
这不仅是创造之后的安息。
Jesus is the rest that follows the cross.
这乃是十字架之后的。
The cross of Christ's salvation.
就是基督十字架成了的救赎的安息。
In which he paid for all our sins.
借着十字架他偿清了我们的罪债。
So that when we trust in him and him alone we are saved.
所以当我们信靠他唯独他的时候我们就得救。
Jesus is our Sabbath.
基督就是我们的安息日。
Because God has finished his work of salvation.
因为神已经成全了他救恩工作。
And when we trust in him.
当我们信靠他的时候。
The writer of Hebrews says,
希伯来书作者说,
we enter into the rest of God.
我们就进入了神的安息了。
Jesus says this to us.
耶稣对我们这么说,
are you tired?
你是否,
are you weary from all of your trying to
劳苦,
earn your own salvation?
担重担是否因着你想要靠自己的努力来赢得救恩吗?
Trying to save yourself through your own accomplishments?
靠着你的成就,你的努力来 赢得救恩吗？
Trying to make a better name for yourself?
你想要在世上扬名？
Seeking joy and not finding it?
你在寻找喜乐，但是却找不到满足？
Wondering what your purpose and meaning in life is?
不知道你生活的意义，生活的目标？
Jesus says, come to me.
耶稣说，来，劳苦担重担的来。
If you are weary,
如果你劳苦担重担，
and I will give you the real rest.
赐给你那真正的安息。
I am the rest
我就是那安息
that comes after God's finished work.
在神成就了他一切的救恩之后的安息。
So Genesis is the story of God making everything.
所以创世纪是神造的万物的故事。
And God makes everything good.
神造万物都是美好的。
But that's not all.
但不仅如此。
God also made everything perfectly good again.
神又一次再造万物美好
in Jesus Christ,
在基督里造万物美好
and in Christ alone,
唯独在基督里
will we find rest.
我们可以找到真正的安息
If you have not trusted in Christ,
如果你还没有信靠基督
find that rest tonight.
今晚你就可以在基督里找到安息
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你